The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Oh, well, of course, when we come to the fall season this time of year, we start looking for those rain days. How exciting we all had this last weekend because
that was nice.
There was a lot of rain. But, you know, rain is that signal that fall is here. So I thought, David, today we'd spend a little bit of time talking about how Catholics can enjoy the fall.
Okay.
And so we thought, you know, beyond getting all of those candles out that have pumpkin spice, David, I am doing it today.
Okay.
I'm getting out the candles,
yep,
the pumpkins, the wreath. Although here in September, I've got a wreath for Halloween and I have a wreath for fall.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I should put the Halloween wreath out now or put the fall wreath out and then just make the switch for Halloween and then go back.
I was out for a walk yesterday and I'm seeing more and more Halloween decorations in the yards around town. So, you know.
We'll see. I'm feeling just a little bit fall, though, right now.
Okay.
But, you know, it is the change of the season is a wonderful time to recognize our Catholic faith and how our faith coincides with the changing of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So today on Second Cup, I've got a few ideas or actually reminders of the things that we celebrate during these fall months.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting one. September, we've been talking about the whole month. It is the month of Our Lady of Sorrows. But there are quite a few Marian feast days. In fact, just as many in September as there are in May,
mm-hmm,
which is the month that you think about mothers,
right,
and our Heavenly Mother. So already this month, we have celebrated Mary's birthday. That was on September 8th. On September 12th, we celebrated the Holy Name of Mary. And then Our Ladies of Sorrows was celebrated on the 15th. Now, here is a date I was kind of surprised to see, and I didn't know of this feast day.
Right.
But David, today, September 22nd, is the feast celebrating Saint Anne giving Mary her name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I looked on different calendars and I didn't see it, but when I went online to look it up, sure enough, September 22nd is the date.
All right.
I wonder if it has to coincide with, you know, a number of days after her birth,
mm-hmm,
that coincide with a naming, maybe into a Jewish tradition.
That could be.
Maybe what I'm thinking, but somebody I'm sure can look that up and let us know. And then, of course, last but not by a long shot least, September 27th, the feast of Mary Maristella, Our Lady Star of the Sea.
Nice.
What a beautiful feast
day. It is,
yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Of course, we just have a short amount of time left in September. Also coming up at the end of September, and this is a good one. In fact, I think I'm going to have to bring out the good old, you know, Thursday theology, or Faith Formation Friday, David, the Feast of the Archangels.
That's right.
It's coming up on the 29th. Name them.
That would be Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, and Saint Raphael.
Saint Raphael, that's it. Now, here's a common question is, why are they called saints if they're angels?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, Alitea.org says saints doesn't mean holy human beings. It simply means holy ones. So technically, all angels are saints. So a great way to celebrate the feast day is by praying a prayer of Saint Michael, asking him and all of his angels protection over you.
So I got a question there for you too.
Okay.
Archangels.
Yes.
Aren't they the three archangels?
The three archangels.
Which means, I think messengers.
Absolutely. Those are the angels that have come for different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the other neat thing is, look at their names, Michael, E-L, Gabriel, E-L,
mm-hmm,
Raphael, E-L. That E-L means of God.
Right.
All of them are named, you know, of God. It's beautiful.
Right.
Oh, I love the angels.
That's cool.
The archangels. So, you know, we talked about getting the fall wreath out. Well, Halloween, that's coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say that, you know, oh, it's the blood and the gore and everything like that. No. Halloween, that's our feast day,
mm-hmm,
right? The giving out of candy is kind of a secular way to celebrate it. But that actually means All Hallows' Eve. And it's the day before All Saints' Day. And it's a day of preparation for Catholics. So we celebrate Halloween. Of course, we move right into All Saints' Day on November 1st. And then
All Souls Day.
Day.
That's right.
It's like the trifecta, first, second, and third.
It is. That's,
I love it.
That's great.
So those are all those big markers. I remember, did your kids ever dress up, or did you ever have a saint for All Saints Day that
you had to study? Yeah, I remember they, in school, they did dress up, I believe. I'm trying to remember if that was during All Saints Day, All Souls Day. I think it was, where they had to dress up like a saint.
Usually they do.
Right.
So it's a wonderful wonderful feast. Schools celebrate it, or wonderful Catholic schools celebrate it. Fall holds, David, probably one of my favorite family holidays.
Oh, yeah. What would that be?
Thanksgiving.
Of course.
Yeah. Because Thanksgiving is about family and food and giving thanks to the blessings God has bestowed upon us. Thanksgiving here in the Pacific Northwest, it's always kind of dark, it's cool, it's kind of rainy typically.
Sure.
And it's a great time to be indoors with the family. We often open up a new puzzle that we start putting together over the break. Kids come home, my daughter from college, the other one from Eastern Washington, and it's time to just be together and give thanks.
And there's football and turkey.
So why not? So if, what were you going to say?
I was looking at Archangel. You know, I was talking about messenger angels. And I don't know if Archangel really means messenger angel as much as it was like the higher order of angels. We need to go to the experts on that one. But I was just kind of curious about that.
We definitely are going to talk more angels. Actually, guardian angels, archangels are kind of the first tier of angels.
Right.
And then it moves all the way up. What are their municipalities?
Yeah.
Virtues, seraphim, Start studying, David.
Okay.
It's coming.
Uh-oh.
We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.